A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Thus ends the reading. When I was a kid, the bread I liked to eat was this tasteless bread. And it was just all dough that had all the nutrients beat out of it, bleached out of it. And we even liked to cut the crust off of the bread, you know, because that like had some flavor in it and color. And I loved a sandwich made out of that bread. But I once read a study, now maybe it isn't true, but you could starve to death eating this bread. Like they'd tested it on rats, and these rats starved to death when they could have all of this white bread that they could possibly eat. It's like you could eat and eat, and it looks like food, it tastes like food, but it isn't really food. It doesn't actually have any nutrition in it at all. This is what our actions are when they're done stingily, when they're done without love, when they're done with sadness, out of compulsion. Why is that? Because when we give, what we're really giving, the thing that invests our actions with power to save, is ourselves. What we're really giving is ourselves. And when we do that, that has the power to save. That has the power to spread the good news. Not just the thing we do, but ourselves, that we're investing in it, that we're giving away. Now, I raise money for an international charity. And, you know, really, $20 is $20. To a person who's starving in Haiti, you know, whether the food came from somebody who gave it under compulsion or not, tastes the same. You know, they're happy to get it. But what's really going to make their life better is not just the food that they're eating today, but if the person who had enough money to pay for a meal for them actually believed that they were worth getting a meal. You see, if the person giving it didn't just give it out of compulsion or a sense of guilt or just dash it off, it's nothing to them. But if we in the first world who can afford it understand that people in the third world are people and we want their lives to be better because we care about them, because then the whole situation changes. Then their lives can change in so many ways, and they receive much more than just the food to eat today. If we care enough, we can change the whole situation. And that's what it means to invest ourselves in our actions, not just doing the minimum to get by. Okay, what do I have to do? No, what do I want to do? Because I believe in the good news. These are the actions that save the world. This is what true righteousness consists in. This is what God calls us to do every time we act.